Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A New York jury is weighing closing arguments in E. Jean Carroll's civil lawsuit alleging Donald Trump raped her in the mid-1990s and lied about it while campaigning for president. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more.
There were two pillars to her lawyer's arguments. One, that 11 witnesses backed up parts of E. Jean Carroll's version of events. Under oath, Carroll described it this way. She said that Donald Trump steered her into a dressing room in the lingerie department of the Bergdorf Goodman's department store, pinned her with his shoulder, and grabbed her vagina with his fingers before pushing his penis inside her. But, she testified, she fought him off and immediately called a friend. On the stand, that friend backed up Carroll's account, testifying she got the call while she was feeding her kids dinner. There was another corroborating witness, a former TV anchorwoman. There were store employees, and there were two other women who said they were assaulted in a similar way, and others who buttressed Carroll's account.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein reporting. The Texas man who's accused of ramming his SUV into a crowd of migrants in Brownsville is charged with manslaughter. Eight people were killed and 10 others were injured in Sunday's incident, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Authorities identified the driver as 34-year-old George Alvarez of Brownsville. Police Chief Felix Sauceda says Alvarez has been charged with 8 counts of manslaughter and 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
The SUV ran a red light, lost control, flipped on its side, and struck a total of 18 individuals.
Police say Alvarez tried to flee, but was held down by several people at the scene. Authorities are still investigating whether the crash was intentional. The victims were waiting for a bus outside a shelter for migrants and the unhoused. The shelter's director says all of the deceased were asylum seekers. Joel Rose, NPR News.
U.S. leaders and scientists are celebrating a nuclear fusion breakthrough at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. Details from KQED's Laura Clivens.
In the early morning hours of one Monday last December, scientists aimed 192 lasers at a capsule the size of a peppercorn. The experiment achieved fusion ignition, the conditions inside a star, producing more energy than the lasers put in. U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm.
Fusion offers the promise of affordable, abundant, reliable, clean energy. It is the Holy Grail.
But the practical application, generating power for your home, is likely still decades off. Granholm announced the federal government will spend millions over the next few years on more fusion research. For NPR News, I'm Laura Clivens in Livermore, California.
You're listening to NPR News. The Pulitzer Prize Committee has awarded 16 prizes for journalism on topics ranging from international crises to local corruption. NPR's Anastasia Siokas reports that 3 of those honors were related to coverage of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Journalists at Associated Press won 2 prizes for their public service reporting and photojournalism in Ukraine, as well as reporters at the New York Times in the international affairs category. In all, staff and contributors at 11 media outlets, including The Washington Post, Alabama's AL.com, and Mississippi Today, were honored. Other organizations receiving prizes included the Los Angeles Times, the Miami Herald, and Gimlet Media. Anastasia Tsilikas, NPR News, New York.
There appears to be an increasing appetite on Capitol Hill for new regulation on the big tech industry. Most Democrats and Republicans agree that the federal government needs to do a better job of ensuring that those companies protect their users. The 2 major parties are not in agreement on what new regulations should be in place. Meta says Facebook is not becoming irrelevant or just for old people, as many young users have insisted for years. The social media platform has nearly 3 billion monthly users, nearly 2 decades after being launched. Although Facebook struggles to compete with newer platforms that young people find more appealing, it is still the main source of revenue for its parent, Meta. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow lost 55 points. The Nasdaq gained 21. The S&P added 1 point. This is NPR News.